Holly Community Center could get a new name and Barry councillors have 640,000 reasons to make the change. Councillors will consider a motion Monday night to rename the Mapleton Avenue facility, Peggy Hill Team Community Center, as part of a $640,000, 8-year naming rights agreement. I think this is a great deal for the city and a great deal for Peggy Hill, said Cown. Gary Harvey, who represents this part of Barry. If we can obtain similar deals for other recreation centers, this is a win-win for all parties involved. City staff sought out interested parties for the naming rights and had talks with 20 local companies. That $640,000 would be paid in annual installments of $80,000 over the 8 years of the agreement, beginning March 1, 2022 and ending February 28, 2030. The start or end date of the deal would be adjusted if the facility is closed for an extended period of time, 3 months or more, due to a pandemic or if a large portion of the building was damaged by a tornado or other natural disaster. As part of the proposed deal, the city would pay costs associated with the naming rights changeover. The first sponsorship payment of $80,000 would go toward covering the costs associated with switching signs to the new name. Proceeds from the naming rights sale would go into the city's sponsorship revenue account, thereby contributing to the overall annual operating revenue. If approved Monday, this matter would go to City Council for final approval at its January 17 meeting. Peggy Hill has been in Barry since 1992 and in the real estate business since 2003. She has donated to a number of groups, including the YMCA of Simcoe Muskoka's 100 Reasons Why campaign, Barry Food Bank, Autism Ontario, Gilda's Club, Hospice Simcoe, and the Children's Miracle Network. The city has a 10-year, $1.7 million naming rights agreement with Sadlin Motors for the former Barry Molson Center in the city's south end, called Sadlin Arena.